Move the world.
Opportunity for you to listen to lots of other folks around the country who are interested in many of the same things you are. Sort of an almost Obama slash Osama free program now. I think we've matured beyond that. Not much focus on that's new there. We'll leave that to the political hosts and all the people who want to hash and crash through that. I think we've done having a discussion about whether Pakistan is in cahoots with al-Qaeda or not isn't necessarily the stuff this program is made from. There are lots of things that are going on in the world that are worthy of our attention, not the least of which is what's going on in your mind. As we welcome Uri Geller back to the program, thinking about limits and what you believe and how you can do if you believe. You have to believe, though. I guess, Uri, one of the things that I've often wondered with you and the message that you present to people and how they can motivate their minds and what your whole career has been about, sort of maneuvering the mind. If people are not into it 100%, this discussion came about as a result of we had a fellow on, Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R. You might want to look up his website, Uri, and find out about him. He is a great believer in pulling our minds out of that self-sabotage. We are self-saboteurs, many of us. And so if we are to buy what you say, do we need to do it 100%? In other words, does your mind have to be in it 100% for you to be able to go to the furthest limits of your potential and get your goals?
Okay, Doug. You know, I don't believe that we as human beings are self-saboteurs. From the moment we are born, we want to be successful. We want to have a good life.
We have our parents and others around us who inveigle into our minds the things, the limitations, the fear. You can't do this. You shouldn't do that. You know it. You've had that sort of in your life as well.
Yes, but that's true. But they can kind of guide us up to a certain point, up to a certain age. When you are 14, 15, 16, you start, you know, making up your own mind. You do your own choices. You become the architect of your life. Now, yes, it is true that parents can influence your way of thinking, the pattern of your mind, imagination, and a determination. But when you grow up, when you are 16, 17, 18, then suddenly you're influenced not by your parents, but many a time by your friends around you. And that by itself can be a negative, because if you are surrounded with people who go and get drunk every Friday and who take drugs and who smoke and you are linked into their belief system, that's a negative. But if you thrive to be successful and you watch and see and read motivational books and you decide that I'm going to make it, I will be successful, I will achieve my target, then you leave behind the negatives, Doug. So I don't like to hear that we're self-saboteurs. We believe that we can be successful. I believed, you believed, and look where we are today.
Well, you know, one of the things that has come out of a discussion that we've had, this isn't the first time we ever visited this, the idea of whether or not being rich, and I use that term, I would rather use the reference to whether you have enough abundance is better than whether you have enough riches. I think the word abundance is a wonderful, very positive word. And I would wonder, as a youngster growing up, it was Mother's Day here in America. I don't think they celebrated in England on the same day this past weekend. And I actually was thinking about your mother and how I always loved the fact that she was, and I actually almost called you on Sunday, because for some reason or another I was I sort of wandered off into seeing your mother in the kitchen in her side of the house and talking to her. She never understood. She didn't understand any English. But she always kind of knew, you know, because she knew I was special, that we were friends. And there was a warmness. We communicated without being able to talk to each other. And I don't know why I was thinking about her and you, but your mother certainly had an extraordinary impact on you.
Yeah, that is true, Doug. And it seemed very interesting. And again, synchronicity, or we both are synchronized in our minds and with telepathy, with extrasensory perception, because in front of me, I just invited to my house a group of Japanese people. And they are lovely. They came all the way from Tokyo. And you know that in Japan and in the Far East, you respect your parents.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, one of the young men sitting here in the room with me, when I was in Tokyo, he actually took me to meet his grandmother. And she was in an old people's home. And wow, what an old people's home. It's like a five-star hotel. It's so luxurious. You know, the Japanese really take care of their parents and grandparents. Yep. It was rather amazing to see. And you know that this is culture. It's a custom. We're going back centuries, maybe even thousands of years. So, yes, Doug, I do agree that if your upbringing is massively important, probably psychologically.
Yeah.
But then once you get out there into the world, hey, it's up to you. So everyone listening to us now, you've got to understand, and I'll repeat it again, you are the architect of your life. Whatever you build, whatever you think, remember that what you can visualize, you can materialize. If you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. And that's what I'm telling you, all of you listening to us now. No matter how old you are, it doesn't matter. It's never too late. You can always make it in life and bring those amazingly good and happy things into your livelihood, into your life. Never give up. And that's my message, Doug.
Well, you see, what you can, if you visualize what you get, and I want to twist this around a little bit, because success depends on how you define it. We could say that Osama bin Laden was successful. He was somebody who had in his mind that he was going to be destructive, and for him, his measurement of success was how many people who didn't believe in his way of thinking were killed. He is a madman, and there are a lot of mad people who follow him.
Can I add a caveat to that, his thinking?
Yeah.
The other thing that fascinates me about him is in his mind, he thought he was no different than us. We think that we're fighting evil when we
hunt and kill him.
Yeah. He thinks he's fighting evil by taking down the imperialistic capital of the United States. And that fascinates me that two entities can think of each other in the same way, yet be so it's fascinating to me. So,
Look, I wouldn't even use the word fascinating. It's quite scary because right now there are many other kind of evil minds planning how to kill and maim. But, you know, it all, you know, because I'm a religious man and I do believe in God, I go down to Moses' Ten Commandments, God's Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, full stop. Anyone who is involved in a killing machine, you know, has to be kind of put down or put away. But Doug, there's so much controversy around Osama bin Laden now, and it was expected, obviously. But hey, you know, we're living in this day and an age where there are so many people fighting in the name of religion. That's what it is. Do you not agree with me?
It drives me nuts. It's so destructive. Where there is much good that comes from your beliefs, if you believe whatever it may be, Judaism, Protestantism, you're Muslim, and it isn't even religion. You may believe in something else. Whatever it is that makes your life better, I say this repeatedly, that's the thing that you need to follow or give space to or give credence to or give thanks to, whatever it is, because there are so many different things. My dog makes my life. That's the one thing that I regret about our relationship. You've never met Charlotte.
I will meet Charlotte next time. But look, to conclude this conversation,
yes,
because I have these amazing...
Got to go to the Japanese people. All right,
look what happened in Japan in the last month. I mean, you know, beside the earthquake, beside the tsunami, and then comes this nuclear threat. Look how quickly everything is being organized now. Everything is being cleared away. And there is this hope in the mind of every Japanese person, hope that everything will be okay and life has to go on. It is really amazing. We can learn so much, you know, from many different cultures around the world, and I think you'll agree with me. Mm-hmm. So out of a negative, you can find a positive, and that's the way I think. I try to think all the time positive. Every morning, I try to empower my mind, empower my body, empower my soul, empower my spirit, and to say, this is going to be a good day for me. I'm going to achieve what I want. And if I can, then I will help others on the way to success.
That's how we make it through our lives, helping others, the most important thing about our reality. And that's why I love having you here. Uri Geller, visit his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, for lots of insight into things that can help you through your everyday, as they say, workaday world. Uri, thank you, as usual, for being here. It's 18 past the hour. There's a way to use a great marketing tool that cuts through all the media chatter. Text message marketing can deliver your message directly to your clients. Text message marketing, deliver a message directly to your client. We're using it to reach out to our radio station clients, I think, Richie, are we not?
Mm-hmm.
Learn more for a free trial. Text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131. That's keyword Doug to short code 313131 and see how fast it will work for you.
Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you'd like to see Rich McFadden's pictures from Jazz Fest, something you can check out. Later on, we're going to talk about schools that are considering a ban on chocolate milk.
No.
Awful obscenity. 21 after on Good Day.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Sam writes, "I just want to point out from the perspective of a casual observer that when you get emotional about an issue, some undug Stefanish traits come to the surface. You're a great talk host and certainly my favorite. Listen to yourself, relax, and keep on giving us great radio."
Can he just tell you to calm down?
That makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
Have you fun with Doug Steffens today?
Yes.
Rolling Stones. There's the signature Stones guitar thing, Richie.
No, Keith.
Oh, this is so good. All right, so we're celebrating the Rolling Stones' first recording. On this date in 1963, the Stones went into the recording studio for the first session.
What song was it?
Come On. Song you're playing.
No.
Not playing the right song.
No, I'm playing, this is only rock, it's only rock and roll.
I told Michael to get Come On because that's what we're talking
did?
About.
No, hold on a minute, let me see.
Well, I mean, why are we doing this? But now I sound stupid because I was trying to make a point about them being on. What is it with you? This is not the Rich McFadden show.
You probably should
play
have
it
said,
on your own time.
You probably should have said, hey,
I
where's
said,
that song that I asked Michael
no,
for
No, I
earlier?
Shouldn't have to say that. I should just say the Rolling Stones.
There
I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's wrong with this record? It's been so long since I heard it. I gave myself the benefit of the doubt. Now, I know that I was thinking correctly. This is the first, let me go back, take two on this. The first session, Come On, Rolling Stones went into the studio on May the 10th, 1963 to record this. And then we all know what happened after that. This song made it onto the charts not till August of '64. Those days, it was a whole different story.
This is
music.
Very Beatles-ish.
Yeah, well, copied the Beatles at the beginning. They all sound like the Beatles. The Beatles didn't sound as much like the Beatles as some of the other people around them sounded like the Beatles.
The Stones kind of had their own sound. I mean, I never really thought they sound. I mean, obviously British, but they had their own distinctive sound.
Yeah. Developed, as did a lot of the other stuff.
Beatles was more poppy. Mm. The Stones is a little bit more rock and roll, but I liked it.
Speaking of what's going on in the world of music, Ryan Seacrest has he's really, man, this guy is hopping
he's
around.
Smart,
did he ever ask this Julianne Hough to marry him?
Not yet, I don't think.
He should.
Better a rock, though. 4 to 5 carats. I'm surprised you weren't all over that, Jennifer.
Wow. I know. I guess I've been out of town. But, you know, he's got this new show coming out.
Right.
And on NBC,
yep.
Which is a competitor, direct competitor to American Idol.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he says it's not. But that's what Paula said before they started taping the X Factor. It's not a competitor. And Jennifer Lopez, last night I was awakened by the wind. So I watched a little of Jay Leno. Jennifer Lopez, the most beautiful woman in the world, according to People Magazine, was on with Jay, and she was talking about her new show, which is all about Latin music and Latin entertainers. Mm-hmm. It's not a competitor to American Idol. So everybody is, I suppose, flattery in a sense. Ryan was able to get $6,000 out of his war chest and to build an automatic luxury toilet into his new house.
Good for him.
He's the next Oprah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Nice job. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The battle for passenger rights has been going on for a long time, and now the Department of Transportation has announced some good news for travelers. There are three major areas where the airlines will have to improve: delays, baggage, and overall transparency. Right now, domestic carriers face huge fines if they sit on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. Under the new rules, international airlines are also covered. The other good news? You'll no longer have to pay the airlines to lose your bag. Okay, the checked bag fees are still in place, but if the airline loses or destroys your bag, you get, at the minimum, your money back. And this is one of my favorites. Airlines will now have to disclose all the hidden fees and taxes to passengers on their websites. And last but not least, the DOT has doubled the amount of compensation for anybody who's involuntarily bumped from their flight. Air travel is far from perfect, but at least these are some steps that are definitely going in the right direction. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Now, 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, doing a marvelous job. He does such excellent work. Roberta, don't you admire Rich for the really good work that he
has? I have missed him so much while he's gone.
Jennifer, don't you admire Rich for the ability that he has to pull all of this stuff together? All the technology, like the video stream that is part of...
Whatever. Move along. Stop it.
Nice.
I'm being serious. I admire your technical fortitude.
Yeah, I admire it too, Richie. Okay.
My butt. Get out of here.
So YouTube has added 3,000 movies to their online rental streaming service. Chucker, we'll talk about that with Chucker in a little bit. Right now, though, the connection to this story that's been around in Los Angeles, this is the latest city. I don't know if you mentioned Los Angeles when you talked about this before. There have been a number of communities around the country who think that chocolate milk is a problem.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, medicine go down. Remember that from
Mary
the show?
Poppins. How do you, because you're Mr. Poppins. Health, you're Mr. Health, Mr. Yes. Milk, how do you justify chocolate milk?
Why do I have
you
to justify?
Think it's okay?
If people want to drink whatever, people have choices to make. I happen
that
to.
But that's adult.
As a matter of fact, I was going to go out, and I have in my... shakes this week, my Metafast shake, chocolate shake. I use chocolate milk for the chocolate shake.
You are so funny with your Metafast.
I have my Metafast shake.
You doctor water.
I use chocolate.
Why are you using chocolate milk?
I use chocolate.
That defeats the whole purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like throwing in a side of fries with your Metafast chili or something, you know?
Oh, good Lord.
And you know what I'm going to add to my Metafast ice cream? Haagen-Dazs.
The cheeseburger.
You're right.
Now, the Eastleigh Farm ice cream is much better.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, so anyway. But, you know, you can bag me that way if you want to.
You're serious.
I am serious.
You add chocolate milk to your...
Serious.
Right. I have
you
to, are, yeah, I would
oh
make that
goodness.
Up. Why would you... Yeah, of course.
Uh-uh.
Anyway, so... I don't... I don't have as much credibility now as I may have.
No, you sure do.
You know what I add to my MetaFast cheese puff? Cheetos.
Just mix them in. You know, 90% Cheetos, 10% MetaFast cheese puffs.
That's got to really help good. Somewhat, right? It's the spirit of what we're trying to get done here.
You are unbelievable. I'm glad all the rest of us know how to do this.
Yep, it's a good thing for you that you're fixing in people's minds the right way to do this so you get me off of your... out of my evil ways, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway. District school district. This I'm not sure I'm losing my clout here or not, but let's try to make it through this. The School Nutrition Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Dietetic Association, the American Heart Association, National Medical Association argue that the nutritional value of flavored low-fat or skim milk outweighs the harm of added sugar. Richie, see if we can get to Dr. Ken. Okay. Let's find out how he weighs in on this, okay? Is this too much or not? By the way, vitamin D, remember, Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell and all of the people who are associated with this program who are into, as a matter of fact, I probably could have asked Pam that yesterday, whether or not we need vitamin D, and it seems to be something we're lacking more than anything else. Do we agree that you ought to be able to or try to get this from whatever source you can? Protein. People criticize me because I don't have enough protein. Dr. Jack said to me the other day when I was trying to figure out, looking at this latest blood profile, how my LDL has stayed where it is, even though I'm taking all of these supplements that are supposed to help me build up my HDL and get rid of the LDL or get it down. HDL, I don't have enough of the good cholesterol. I have too much of the bad cholesterol. And protein is a way to get it. And I don't eat meat. And I don't eat chicken. Once in a while, I'll have turkey if I know that it's free-range turkey. But I'm pretty much signed off of that as well. So how do you get your vitamin D? And how do you get the protein that you need? And that's what the argument is from all these various groups, Roberta, that you will get the calcium, the essential nutrients that you need, vitamin D, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, by allowing children to choose chocolate milk. Now, it's true that chocolate milk, I sell it in my dairy store. It's true that the chocolate milk is something that is preferred by youngsters. If they are, like with any other food, if you are taught at an early age to eat things that later on, maybe somebody will tell you that they're yucky, but if you don't know any different, that's raw milk, it's probably spinach, it's probably broccoli, it's probably all of the things that you don't like if somebody tells you, ah, yuck, that's terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the case, actually. Our poll today, what do you think about schools banning chocolate milk? A, it's a good idea. Children don't need to be drinking that junk. B, I didn't think chocolate milk was that bad for you. C, shouldn't parents be deciding what their children eat and drink? Yes, hello. And D, another case of the nanny state trying to run our lives. That's C or D or both of my choose. Did you find Ken, Richie?
We're trying to find him now. He wasn't sitting in the
studio.
The
whole thing is why would you even introduce your child to chocolate milk? That's what I don't understand.
Well, because you have already told your child that regular milk isn't good or somehow they've picked up milk is. But your father, your mother might say, oh, it's good for you. Drink up. If you don't say any of that stuff, it tastes, if you tell a child at its earliest years of beginning to understand the language, here's something that's you, if they even understand what yummy is, but here's something, or drink this, don't give them any prejudice. Or you tell them that it's good for them. Why are children soured? You can tell me how it was that you were soured. 800-510-8255. Pardon the pun. How are you soured on value of good milk? If you look at the ads, and we're back to losing weight, whole milk bad for you, skim milk good for you, which is, in a way, true because of the process. You know the process, whether it's chocolate milk or banana milk, strawberry milk. I've sold all those in my store. Doesn't make any difference. If you have homogenized milk and you have 2% fat, 4%, whatever, it is going to... It has the ability and will allow you to absorb those fat molecules into your system and potentially help you gain weight. So there are two negatives to this. One of them is the sugar in the chocolate syrup, or it's actually corn, what's this, what do they call it?
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what is the sugar content of chocolate milk, plus the fat that's been emulsified by the homogenization process. Milk, and it's now, here we are again, violating what nature intended for us to do with all of these things because we have these a-holes in the government.
You keep saying that.
I know, but I can do that. You don't have to believe that.
You can, but you shouldn't.
Okay. So we have all of these bad people in government who now want to make sure that you do what they tell you to do because of whatever their prejudice bought off by whatever big company is in the tank with them. If you go back to nature's original pure way of delivering milk, it wasn't pasteurized. It wasn't emulsified. It came out of the cow, and somebody decided it's better for you if you chill it. Tastes better if you chill it. Okay, that's fine. But it has the nutrients in it. The fat in the original milk does not get absorbed in your system because the fat molecules are too big to be absorbed through your digestive process. Therefore, they are just passed out of your system. So you get all the nutrients. And how many other foods can we say that about? You can pretty much everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The natural food before it is messed up by the people who are trying to either get you addicted to it at a restaurant or trying to give it a shelf life for 10 years. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's all this is about. There's a food revolution show on British TV hosted by a guy named Jamie Oliver.
It's here. On the States. It's on ABC.
Although they just shelved it. This tells you a lot about it.
He started his show, and he's a Brit, and he started it in England. And it runs in England, but they canceled it here. I didn't know that.
They didn't cancel it. They shelved it until after sweeps because it wasn't performing. So they'll run it during the summer instead of during the month.
It's a very interesting show, though.
Is he the guy with sort of the spiky hair?
Yeah, he's the one that took on the LA Unified School District.
And they shut him down.
Right. All right, well, that's because of all of this stuff that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Here's a mother named Deborah who said none of her six children ranging from preschool to high school will drink plain milk. By allowing children flavored milk, they get the calcium they need. If not, they'd bypass it. So how did they, Deborah, I'd like to know how they got the value or how they figured out that they wouldn't like plain milk. Well, how'd that happen?
I mean, my kids, they drink both. Mostly white, but every now and then they'll have chocolate milk, and they still prefer the just the plain milk.
Have you ever given them raw milk?
I told you the story. Sean and I milked a cow at an organic farm in Colombia, and we drank it, and they milked just right into a cup, drank it, and it tastes like ice cream.
It does. Yep.
Tastes like ice cream.
Here's Mimi, who says she has two elementary school-age children drink plain milk. She gets upset that chocolate milk is portrayed as nutritious. Children can get calcium and other nutrients from other foods, she says. If you offer them the choice of chocolate or plain, of course they're going to take chocolate. When you're telling children drinking chocolate milk is healthy, it's sending the wrong message. So two different points of view from two different mothers. Pretty interesting. All right. So we have, Ken is on the phone. Ken, what do you make of all of this discussion about chocolate milk and the fact that children are drinking it because their parents want them to because they don't like regular milk? And I wondered about you and your daughter, what you taught her about milk or anything as she was coming along. What food values does she have, and how did she get them?
Well, you want to walk the walk. Hopefully she just copies what I do. That's how I try to help, and also by having meals together, especially dinner. With regards to chocolate milk, I think it's a lot to do about nothing. You know, everything in moderation, a little bit of chocolate milk. I grew up with a little bit of chocolate milk. It sure didn't poison me.
Well, I have it now in my Metafast shake and didn't poisoning me any. All right, so the poll again. What do you think about schools banning chocolate milk? You can give us your response at DougStefan.com. Dr. Ken joins us in a moment. Matter of fact, why don't we spend a minute, Ken, talking about Body Bio. The reason that this company exists is to find the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood. So you had this done. I'm going to have mine
done after this last blood report. What was there about it? I don't think I've ever asked you what you take for supplements. You know what I take for supplements, but I don't know that you're even a supplement guy.
Well, I take a multivitamin every day and some fish oil, and I just wanted to make sure I didn't have any deficiencies. And, the scientist in me, this is a way to know and not guess exactly what supplements you need. They check your blood, and then they run it through a scientifically proven computer program, and they'll tell you what you're deficient in, so you don't have to guess.
The Body Bio Report is evidence-based. That's why Ken likes it. It's safe. It's the natural way to get to better health. And so Dr. Ken has had this, and he recommends it. I'm having it done, and I'll bet it'll be very interesting to find out what it says. So you do yourself a favor. Go online right now to bodybioreport.com. That's Body Bio Report, BODYBIO Report, Body Bio Report. Get on the right nutrient train. You could possibly eliminate the need even for prescription drugs, if you can imagine. Bodybioreport.com. Everybody needs to have their blood analyzed to save themselves and to save money and all kinds of things. You want to know what's really going on in your body? Check it out at bodybioreport.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico's help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with news, cancer study or studies, Ken?
These are two studies, and these are links. This is, you have to be very with what caused it, but these two things are linked. There's one study out this morning that gay men are twice as likely than heterosexual men to be diagnosed and suffer from cancer. And then there's another study out this morning that acetaminophen, Tylenol, which is the brand, actually increases the risk of blood disorder cancers. Again, we don't know cause and effect, but there is clear links.
All right, so how do people, when they hear this, what's the reaction? What ought to people who are taking aspirin, I mean, what you're saying is Tylenol. The study suggests if you take Tylenol, you get cancer.
Well, it's people who are taking Tylenol on a regular basis, not the occasional person. And it's a small increase, but maybe you shouldn't take it on a regular basis. And if you are, you need to get your blood checked to make sure that you're not at risk of getting a cancer of the blood.
All right, that's the Body Bio. Hello, Doug. The Body Bio. Body Bio Report. Would be effective there. And as you talk about Tylenol, I think about the amount of that sort of thing that people take for pain. If you're taking Tylenol, there's an example right there from Ken as to why you ought not to, and instead substitute the Salonpas, the patch that you can get by going to drkenshow.com. Try a free sample, Salonpas, Salonpas. It is the way to eliminate pain. It's greaseless, and it lasts for 12 hours. You don't have to take anything. It's not going to upset your stomach. So go online to drkenshow.com, Salon Pause. That's the patch. You want to put it on. You want to see how well it does.
and you want to eliminate all of the things that you're taking for pain, this does it. Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Yeah. All right, Roberta's going to like this, Richie.
Oh, I love it.
No, Roberta's going to like it.
Oh, she is. Okay. Yeah.
We're communities and birthdays acknowledging Bono's birthday today, as opposed to Bono, who's having a birthday next week. Bono is 47 today, and this is Desire by U2 from their concert film Rattle and Hum. And movie music is how we get into movie moments here.
This is how big of a movie of a U2 geek I am.
Yeah.
Waited in line for tickets for this movie.
Good for you, Richie.
Did you really? For how long?
It was a big event, all day. I wanted to see it on the opening day, and I did, and it was a big event.
All day and all night?
Yeah, it was cool.
Marianne.
It was Star Wars back then, man.
All right, so Bono is how we get started. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments, and our contest today, yesterday, I don't know, I try to squeeze it up. I like to get as much of you in as I can, Chucker. So I squeezed the answer.
You got to try harder, but yeah, keep going.
Into the last seconds of the hour, and sometimes people are not ready or whatever it is. So yesterday we had what ought to have been a pretty easy score, right? Wouldn't you say, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. Tucker? Absolutely.
Yesterday was an easy score, and yet it didn't work.
Right.
I didn't go fast enough because Tucker and I didn't get finished quickly enough. We went to one caller who was wrong, and then the next caller was right. So, Jennifer, you remember the answer to the question yesterday?
Deep Impact.
It was Deep Impact, all right, as opposed to Armageddon, the movies from 1998 that in the springtime did very, very well. Okay, we're into spring movies. Chuck has got some movie news for us. First, though, the number one movie this week in 1986 is something I am even looking at the title, and I don't recognize it. So it'll be interesting to see what we can all glean from the audio from this movie, if you can identify it. 800-510-8255 for the prize. If you haven't won before, here's clip one.
God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell,
lazy.
Shut up, silent, hush, sit on it.
Got it.
I watched this movie about 12 million times.
Really? I have never seen it. Don't even know. It doesn't connect with me at all. Next clip.
Error. Grasshopper disassembled. Reassemble.
Huh?
Reassemble.
I can't reassemble him. You squashed him. He's dead.
All right, so Chucker, is this the beginning of that genre?
I stole it over my head. I'm not
sure.
You don't know what it is. All right.
This movie was remade, and it wasn't remade in the same way that this original one. This
they
one was,
remade this movie?
Yes.
All right, last clip.
And I don't want to give it away.
Good.
Number five, it's alive. Live.
Oh. All right. 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, households, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com.
Hi, Chucker.
This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
Thank you. All right, let's get to movie news, Chucker.
Interesting casting here, Doug. The actor Johnny Depp will star in a remake of the 1934 detective film The Thin Man for his Pirates of the Caribbean 4 director Rob Marshall. Huh. The original starred actor William Powell, and many regard it is one of the top 100 films of all time.
Didn't Disney World in L.A. or Florida, they open the newest Pirates of the Caribbean show yesterday or over the weekend?
I didn't see it on the news, but I got to say one thing. Johnny Depp I like, but let's be honest. I mean, you can't get every role that's out there.
I'm over him.
To say he's a little overexposed would be an understatement. And Colin Hanks, the son of Tom Hanks, cast as a major character in next season's Dexter, which airs on Showtime. Reportedly, he will play the main villain. Interesting casting because he's sort of a low-key type of an actor, but I guess they're going to go against type on that one.
All right, Philip is up in Alaska. What's the name of that movie, Philip?
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. It sounds like this guy's next door instead of in Alaska.
Yay.
It's one of the best phone lines I've ever heard for a long, long time. Good job, sir. Short Circuit, number one movie this week, 1986. Hold on a minute. We'll care of you. Thanks for the call. It's 59 past. Chucker, thanks.
Number five is alive.